Hey, are you okay? Hey, baby, are you all right? You're very restless. What's the problem? You don't want to tell me? Oh, secret? Not a secret. Why is it embarrassing? You can tell me anything, you know that. Oh, I see. Oh, you turn the light on. Okay. Better? Okay. So, what's the matter? You don't want to tell me? Oh. Well. You don't have to tell me, but if something's bothering you, I wish you would. It's embarrassing. Okay. Well, scooch time. Come on. Scooch time. I'm going to curl up behind you. I don't like it when there's something bothering you. You can tell me anything, you know. I won't judge you. No, not even about this. Are you having a bad dream? No? Okay, well, you can tell me if you want, and if you don't want to, then let's just cuddle. What do you mean you have something to admit? Right. You're scared of the dark. Why is that embarrassing? A lot of people are scared of the dark. Yeah. Including me. It's fine. Well, I'm not scared of the dark when I'm with you. Because, you know, we're together. And I think we could pretty much fight stuff off together. But when I'm on my own, it's scary. There has to be light coming from somewhere. It still bugs you, huh? No, there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. In the dark, we're most vulnerable. One of our most important senses is sight. And if that's taken away from you, you're going to feel vulnerable and on edge. It's completely natural. What do you mean it's not manly? Get out! It's human. It's completely human. Oh, my human man, with feet of clay. No, it's not silly. It's not silly. It's a very real thing, and I completely get it. Oh, just let me wrap myself around you, baby. We'll protect each other, okay? Now, I'm just going to lean over. And turn the light off, okay? There. Now we can lie in the dark together. And I'll just run my fingers through your hair. Do you like that? Yeah. And we're not going to let the dark get to us, are we? No. No darkness here. I do like playing with your hair. Do you like it when I whisper in your ear? Don't be afraid of the dark. No. you are, that's fine. Just think of light. Breathe. Your ear is very close to me. I'm going to blow into it now. That makes you shiver, doesn't it? Breathe. Don't think about it. Close your eyes. It's dark there anyway. It's absolutely fine, baby. It's completely normal. And I'm just glad you're here with me. I'm so glad you told me. You don't need to be worried about telling me anything. You know that, right? You can tell me anything. Squeeze. Yes, I'll keep stroking your hair. Is that better? Oh, you like it when I use my nails, do you? Just scraping slightly. Just raking through your hair, along your scalp. Up to the back of your head. Down to your neck. And back up again. Along the sides, over your ears. And then down your temples. That makes you shiver. I won't stop, baby. I'll keep stroking your hair. But if I'm stroking your hair, that means I get to kiss your neck, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Perk of being the big spoon. You know that. You do it to me enough. See, you're shivering now for all the good reasons. Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be afraid of the dark when such lovely stuff happens in it. Well, if you really want to have your mind taken off it, I can think of a few things we can do. Yeah, I know I normally like the light on, but I think just this once, we should do it in the darkness. What do you think? Let's just show that darkness that we're not afraid of it, shall we? I think that sounds like a good idea. Come here.